Welcome to your Dream Life Collective podcast, hosted by me, Ishita Khattar. Dream Life Collective podcast is a podcast where every week we will discuss strategies and tips on how to live your dream life. We will talk about topics like productivity, social media, fashion, lifestyle, business, motherhood, and a lot more, with the hope that this motivation takes you a step towards your dream life. Hey everyone, and welcome to the 13th episode of Dream Life Collective podcast. Hope you all are doing well. I feel like it's been so long since I recorded a podcast episode. But in fact, I just missed one episode. I just wanted to take a break. And let me tell you, taking a break is good. It helps in increasing your productivity. Which you might think that I'm crazy to say. Because how can not doing anything increase productivity, right? Let me tell you that every now and then, your brain needs a break and needs to shut off. And once you take that break, which a lot of us don't, you find your brain refreshed and refocused. Hence, you are more than ever motivated to work, and that's how your productivity increases. So take that break every now and then. Give yourself some time and love. Don't always be running behind the hustle. Well, enough of this right now, because I can do an entire podcast episode on this topic, which to think of I can actually do in the future. Let's begin today's episode, which is all about vision boards. For the purpose of this episode, I'm assuming that all of you listening know what a vision board is. You would be wondering why I'm talking about vision boards in September, because most people make their vision boards at the beginning of the year. We are currently in mid-September and just have 3 more months left for 2020 to get over. So why make a vision board now? Or why revisit your vision board now? Because I'm sure there would be some of you listening who have not made a vision board yet, and there would also be some whose vision board is lying somewhere collecting dust. So making a new vision board or revisiting one that you've already made will remind us of the goals we had set for ourselves at the beginning of this year. If we are close to achieving the goals, then that's amazing. But if we aren't, then don't give up just yet. We still have 3 more months to work towards them. I always feel it's good to be reminded of our goals every now and then so that we continuously work towards them. Let's take this time to win our 2020 back. Whether it's personal goals or business goals, we still have more than 100 days to achieve them, and that's a lot of time. Let's revisit our strategies. So now it's time to dive deep into making our vision board. There are so many ways you can make your vision board, but the number one thing before anything is that you need to be very, very clear on your goals. Till the time you're not clear of your goals, your vision board will be of no help to you. Of course, I can put up being skinny in a bikini up on my vision board, but do I really want that? Yes, I do, but what is more realistic for me is being healthy. And that's what I will put up on my vision board. A picture of a girl eating healthy food with glowing skin and a good body. Not necessarily a bikini body. I'm making a vision board for me and my goals. These should be things that I want and work for me and not for someone else. So that's why it's very important to have clarity on what is it that you want to achieve. Your vision board should make you want to work towards the thing or picture you've put up and not make you feel overwhelmed or sad. There are, of course, no set rules of what you should and what you should not put on your vision board, but being specific helps to achieve that goal much better. If one of your goals is to get your dream job, instead of just writing dream job or putting a picture of an office, be more specific. If you know where you want to work or what your dream job is, then maybe write the name of that company or put a picture of their office, etc. If you are a YouTuber or an Instagrammer, then you can take screenshots of the page where you can see your followers and edit that to the number which you want to achieve. When you start making your vision board, the ideal situation would be to make it on a piece of chart paper or pin board and stick it up on the wall where you can look at it each day. For this, you need to either take printouts of the pictures or just cut them out from magazines and stick them up. If you can have a physical vision board, then you should really go ahead with this. But if you don't have a dedicated space like me, then you can make a digital vision board and maybe save it as your laptop wallpaper or your phone wallpaper or a simple document on your laptop with all the pictures. You can use any software that you're comfortable with. I would suggest making it on Canva, as I think now most of us know how powerful yet simple Canva is. I wish I had the luxury of an independent office, but I don't. And I also don't like to put up my vision board for everyone else to see. So I have a digital vision board. You can make a Pinterest board and make it a secret board if you don't want anyone else to see it. You can search for and pin all the relevant images that you like. You know, another brilliant way to make a digital vision board is to create a folder on Instagram. You know where you save images? All you need to do for that is to look for posts that align with your vision and goal and click save. And just save them to that particular folder. You can search for particular posts through hashtags. You open Instagram every day, I'm assuming. So you have your vision board in front of your eye in just a click. I have made one this way as well. So if you did make a vision board at the beginning of the year, but have not looked at it and not achieved your goals, then it's time to revisit it. Revisit the goals also, because maybe the goals you set at the beginning of the year have changed, and considering the situation we are at with COVID-19, a lot must have changed for so many people. I know it has for me. At the beginning of 2020, the goals I set didn't have a podcast or a course. Actually, Dream Life Collective didn't even exist back then as a thought also. And it's all right to change your goals. I'm assuming a lot of people had put traveling on their vision board, and we all know what's happened with that. And it's all right to change your goals. It's okay to revisit them from time to time and make the necessary changes. If you do find yourself at this situation, then maybe you can make another vision board altogether for these newly aligned goals. You can see if something that you had put up on your board, has it come true or not. In fact, to help you set your goals, I have a free download for you. It will help you break down your goals into smaller milestones and give you a sort of a roadmap as to how to set and how to achieve your goals. Click the link in the episode notes to download it. If the goals that you had set for yourself on your vision board, if they've not come true, would you want to change it or let it be? And if you are one of those who did not make a vision board at all, then now's a good time to make one. You have 100 days to end 2020 on a strong note. 100 days to get healthy. 100 days to make that money. Or 100 days to work towards that goal that you want to achieve. Everything that you put on your vision board does not necessarily come true at that time, but over time, you will see everything falls into place. A big part of the vision board and how it works is through your subconscious mind. It also works on the principle of law of attraction, which is basically that you're manifesting your dreams and goals. And also that when you're seeing your dreams and goals visually, you are subconsciously reminded to work towards them. Yes, your subconscious mind is so powerful that it can help you achieve things that you dream of. But this doesn't go without saying that you just put your dreams out on your vision board and do nothing and just wait for magic to happen. You have to work towards your goals. So that's it for this episode. It was a short one, but I hope it was helpful to you and it's motivated you to make your own vision board, whether a digital one or a physical one. And also to take the last few days of 2020 in your hands and make the most of it. If you have any questions or doubts, please feel free to DM me on Instagram. My handle is Your Dream Life Collective. If you find this episode or any of the episodes helpful, then please share it with your audience on Instagram. I will surely repost your story. And lastly, if you are listening to the podcast on Apple, then I would love if you could leave a review of the podcast. I will surely send you a little something if you do. Oh yeah, and another thing I want to remind you is that I have a free 30 days Instagram content ideas guide for you to download and get all inspired as to what to post on Instagram. That's 30 days of content ideas ready for you. Click the episode notes and you will find a link. I'll see you in my next episode. Thank you for listening to your Dream Life Collective podcast. If you enjoyed today's episode, it would mean so much to me if you could rate this podcast and leave a review. Also, please share this podcast with your friends. And lastly, don't forget to subscribe to this podcast. I'll see you in my next episode.